Okay, this is the second to last year. Baruch Hashem, next week we'll finish. Okay, I think everyone, you know, the Maamar Kamel is already out for Refu B'Shabbos, so if anyone finishes, they feel free to. You're the only one who worries about these sort of things. You're the only one I worry about. That you already finished and you don't know what to do. You're chazing. Okay, so Rabbi Yisai, Shinsad Yivav, there's an interesting little sugi here about a katan shehigdal. The katan who becomes bar mitzvah in the middle of Shiva, so in the beginning of Shiva he was a katan, and afterwards he's a gadol, and the question we're trying to deal with is that katan, will he be chayiv in aveilus? And the premise of the sugya from all the Rishonim, the premise seems to be that a katan doesn't keep aveilus. The only question is if he became a gadol in the middle of Shiva, would he start keeping aveilus? But it seems to be pashut to Rishonim, the Rush, the Maram, and the Tor, they discuss the sugya, they all seem to assume that a katan would not be keeping aveilus. That's what the Kudus HaKesef writes in Simen Shin Mem. He writes that he thinks from the whole sugya here in Shin Tzad Yivav, it's clear that a katan does not keep aveilus, and even though in Kol Torah Kul there's always a din of chinuch, but he doesn't suggest the reason why. But for some reason, a katan would not do aveilus. Now there's a little bit of a makar, maybe in Rishayna, maybe most befeirish, is a Gemara in Tainus. Tainus Yud Gimel. So the Gemara talks about the Isser of Avil putting on makeup. Woman who's in Aveilus can't put on makeup. So the Gemara says in a Bogeris is allowed to put on makeup. A girl who's 12 and a half. So it's assumed a girl 12 and a half is looking for a shidduch. And she's really getting older. So Chazal allowed her to put on makeup in the middle of Shiva. We're completely makeup because in order to help her get married. The Gemara says, but Anara has to keep the full dinam of Aveilus, so she can't put on makeup. So Rashi says there, Anara has to keep Aveilus, can't put on makeup, but a katana, b'chlal tachayv in Aveilus. So sounds like Rashi, possibly from the Mashmos of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Nara, not Katana, that there's no din of Aveilus on Katana. So the Shah says, why would that be? Why would there be a din of Chinuch? The Taz actually is Cholik.
Where about Begeres? Begeres, where she had this hatred to put on makeup also, or is it Bibuk with the Katana?
No, says Begeres had a hatred to put on makeup. A Nara can't put on makeup. Rashi adds, a Katana could put on makeup because she has those in the Vavelas. So what's with Chinuch? So the Beis Hillel on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, so he writes a very interesting reason. Why do there be no Chinuch by Vavelas? So he says, it's because the Katan is allowed by Onshin. Ein Chinami, Katan Tzchayv and Mitzvahs, but there's an aspect of Aveilus that's an onus on a person. It's an onus to have to keep Aveilus. What's he talking about? So, just to start, the Torah Shin Sadi Dallas, he brings from the Rambam. The Rambam says that a person in Aveilus, he has to be doing from his Aveiros, and he has to be mafashish from Maisav, and he has to do tshuva. The Chazal tells us that a person dies, it's a message. You know, the whole family, there's a message, and it's like a pass to the whole family. We saw the din of Bar Kapara. The Bar Kapara talking about Kfiyas Hamita. He says the reason why we overturn beds in the house of the Avil is to show, it's like Hashem saying, it's because of your Averos that you caused the loss of Salam Elokim. You caused the cause of death of a person from your Averos, so therefore turn over your beds. Like some sort of ownership, aspect of ownership. I can't say it's all an ownership, but it's some sort of aspect of ownership. You also find in Mor Katan, you find that all the dinim of Nidui and Tsaras are all learnt out together with the dinim of Avelus. So Metzora has laws of Avelus, and someone who has Nidui, who's been put in Cheirim, or even been Gemara says Mor Katan, even if a Talmud Chacham yells at somebody, the person has to be Noeg Nezifa. Nezifa is another type of Nidui. They have to take off their shoes, and they have to be Noeg in Dinei Avelus. Because the Chacham yelled at him, right? You'll notice right before Chacham Avelus in your day, you have all the halachos of Nidui. They're connected ideas. You know, there's something, a lot machshav you could say about this, but that's the idea. The Gemara says the Zifa, if a Talmud Chacham yells at someone, for 7 days they have to be Noeg Dinei Avelus. And it learns it out from Miriam. The pasuk says, it says if her father would spit at her, wouldn't she be embarrassed for 7 days? So kol shekein when Hashem spits at a person, someone gets saras, it's like Hashem spitting at them, they have dinei of avelus. So there's a certain aspect in avelus, that there's an aspect of it that's an onershtika aspect, right? I'm not saying the whole thing's onersh, but it's partially an onersh. Interesting, that could be a partial explanation of the din of halacha kedivrei hamekel ba'aval, right? In avelus, we go, even if it's a das yachid, we go lakula, right? Unlike any other drabbanan, almost any other drabbanan. By other drabbanans, we go lakula b'safik, but we still go like the rabbin. In avelus, we go like even a yachid to go lakula. So could be the idea is that there's something, avelus is a mitzvah, but it's not just a mitzvah, there's something negative in avelus. There's some ownership in here, and there's some sort of, it's like a motzi mechaber al haraya. If a person, if there's a mekel here, we should go by the mekel. You know, in a similar line, you know, we explained when we were talking about halacha kedivrei hamekel ba'aval, that the idea is that in avelus, you go like the Mekel because we don't like Avelus so much. It's a mitzvah. You know, shaking lulav is a mitzvah. We love shaking lulav. Avelus is also a mitzvah, but we don't like it the same way we like shaking a lulav. Avelus is sort of, you know, the Ramban says about Avelus, he says, maybe the reason we go, he suggests one of the reasons we go lakula is because we eat good, the Torah wants people to be nimshach after simcha. The rest of us would understand this very well. That we like simcha, we want simcha. The Torah likes simcha. Avelus, okay, if you have to have avelus, you have to have avelus. So in Melo, you could say, also, lakatan, enachan am, the din of chinach, but this isn't just, it's not just a mitzvah. There's a negative aspect here also. Right? If someone's misavel too much, they do more than they have to do. So it's a bad thing, it's a negative thing, it's an iser. They're not supposed to be misavel more than they have to. So Melo, by a katan, if he's not mamash chayiv, there's just a din of mechanachim, so leave off this din of chinach. This din of chinach, let him learn it the way everyone else in the world learns it. not every katan goes through chinach of avelus bechlal, you know, not necessarily just does he, you know. See, it's a funny thing because no one knows avelus, because no one gets chinach on it, and then they don't learn it because they think it's a negative school or something. But you won't learn. Okay. Well, yeah, there's a kasha here that maybe we could answer. The kasha is the Taz's kasha back in Shin Mem. The Taz is bothered that in Shin Mem, the Rosh, the Torah and the Rosh, they quote a Ritz Geyes. The Ritz Geyes says that by Kriya, Ketanu Archaiv in Kriya. So this Gemara Mor Katan tells us that we're Makarin Lakatan. We rip the clothes of a katan, and the Gemara there says Meshum Agmas Nefesh. Says we rip it to cause Agmas Nefesh, to cause people to cry. So the Ritz Geyes is quoted by the Rush, that the Ritz Geyes says that it's talking even a katan who's not a Gil Chinuch, even a 4-year-old who lost a parent, we rip the clothing. But Katru Segil Chinuch Lurisgeis says he's Chayev, Chayev and Chinuch. And then the Kuz Kesef says that there has to be a chiluk between Kriya and Avelis. By Avelis, there is no din of chinuch, but by Kriya, there is a din of chinuch. So the kash is, what's the chiluk? So the chiluk, this mahalach of the Beis Hillel, say Pashat. The chiluk is that we know that Kriya is different than Avelis. Because the Gemara says, Kriya l'chod v'avelis l'chod. The Gemara says that even though by avelis halacha k'divrei ha-meikel, we are always looking out for kulas and avelis, but not so by Kriya. By Kriya, we don't go l'kula. It's the Rabbanan, so but we don't go k'divrei ha-meikel. We don't always go like the meikel by Kriya. Because Kriya l'chod and avelis l'chod. So we explain that the concept could be is that Kriya is a spontaneous show of sorrow. It's a natural breaking forth of sorrow. So, whereas Avelus is a person actively doing things to be Mitzar themselves. So, merely you can say by Avelus, a person's doing things to hurt themselves, to depress themselves, so that we patter Ketanim from. But showing Tsar, Katan's also with Tsar, let him show the Tsar, and that gives covet. So, the Mela, a Katan is Chayev in Kriya. Actually, we can answer another kasha here. The kasha, I saw the kasha after of Tzuvia Goldstein. It's a kasha yesterday of Moshe Senor Deh, Chelk Al, Simon Reish Chavdalad. Moshe says it's similar to what I'm going to say, but not exactly what I'm going to say. But I'll quote the kasha. The kasha of Tzuvia Goldstein. So he asks, why is it that if it's true that there's no Avelis, no Chinuch and Avelis, why is it that we find in the Halachos of the 9 days, in Tavkuf Nun Aleph, so we find the favors that there is a din of Chinuch? Am I going to from there, Sivkat Lamed Aleph, and other posts as well, they say that when a child comes to the age that he's old enough that he knows how to be with Avel on the Churban, so at that age he has to start keeping the din of the 9 days. Din of 9 days and the din of Tisha B'Av. So the Shaila is, why is that? There's no chinuch on Avelis, so why is there chinuch for the 9 days in Tisha B'Av? So L'chaira, you could say that there's a different side. When a person's in Shiva, so it's because something actually happened. Their relative died. Okay, so the katan was a katan. He's innocent. Now the Beis HaMikdash, so Vad the Katanim are also our Pater, right? L'chor the Katan is not the one who caused the Churban Beis HaMikdash. But L'maisa, anything that's being done by the Tzibur, so the Gemara says in Tainus, the Gemara says that anyone who's Mitzar with the Tzibur, he'll see the Nechmas at Tzibur, and anyone who doesn't Mitzar, he doesn't feel the pain of the Tzibur, Memela, he won't have the Nechama of the Tzibur, meaning even if it's not personal. Right, the tzibur is going through a hard time, and this person is not having a hard time, and he, you know, he's a tzaddik and having a great time. They were sham and having a hard time. He still has to be mitzar with them because the person has to be part of the tzibur. So actually, you could say that by the 9 days, there's a chinuch for kids because they have to be part of the tzibur. Rav Moshe says something similar to what I'm saying. I'm saying a little bit differently. That's why I'm not quoting him. I don't mean to be stealing from him, but you can see the tribute, you can see exactly what he says. But Rav Moshe just points out also, he says that the din of halacha d'vrei ha-meikel, he brings ra'ayos that it doesn't apply to Tisha B'Av. It's by Avelis, it's not by Tisha B'Av. You know, the concept could be, is that Tisha B'Av, the Gemara called Tisha B'Av Avelis Yishana. It's different than Avelis Chadasha. And the idea is they're really very different. What is this thing that's happening? Regular Avelis, something just happened. A person is responding to what happened. By Tisha B'Av, the idea is that the Churban happened many years ago. And if a person is going to be Misavol, they can be Misavol all day. Every day of their life, they can be Misavol. But the point is we want to have a time where people are remembering the Beis HaMikdash and feeling the loss, reflecting, trying to bring themselves to feel the loss. So that's something that's Shaykh to Ketanim. Right? Shaykh to Ketanim, you know, there's an interesting Stifler. The Stifler was asked, at what age does the child... Is a child old enough to be given chinuch? Is chayv and chinuch because he knows to be misabel on Yerushalayim? So Steiper said, even Gedolim don't know how to be Misa'ab on Yerushalayim. So, I don't know if he meant it a lot, but the point to be, it's an avoid. It's an avoid to teach people that there's a churban and you have to feel about it and that we're in galus. So that's something you very much want to give over to kids, right? That's you have to give over to kids, right? So meila, that's pashat. Fine. So that's in Navchenach. Now back to the Etzem Din. The Etzem Din of Shulchan Aruch here is a discussion of what about if the katan was a katan and he turns bar mitzvah on the second day of Shiva, third day of Shiva. So the beginning of Shiva, he wasn't chayiv, and it sounds like he was completely potter. So this is a machlokus. The Maram says he starts keeping Shiva from the day he became a gadol. Where's the Rush? So he says no, since at the time, at the beginning of Avelis, he was a katan. So now, even though he's a gadol in the middle of Shiva, he won't keep Shiva. He won't keep Shiva. The Pashtus, not everyone agrees to this, but the Pashtus of the Rush is he won't keep anything. He won't keep Shiva, he won't keep Shloshim, he won't keep Yud Beis Chodesh. Right? He could be sad, he could show his sorrow. But as being chayiv, he's just not going to be chayiv. So it's interesting why that should be. Has quotes a very beautiful raya for the Rush, and M says the Rush is the halacha. Quotes a raya from Sanhedrin of Zion. Gemara says there that a person killed by Bezdin, so there's no avelis. No avelis because the guy's a Rasha. Don't have avelis for Rasha. So the Gemara says, yeah, but what about when you bury the person, there's a halacha that a Rasha, even if he has the same Rasha, as soon as he's put on the ground and he starts feeling the tsar of the kever, so that's mechafa. It gives a kapara, right? Not a complete kapara, I assume, you know, can't be that easy. But Lamaisa, the Gemara says, the time a person goes into the kever, feels a little bit of a tsar, so he's already, has been brought up, right, a beautiful thing, Mechal Shabbos, has already been brought up to the level that the Etzem would be fitting to have Shiva. But the Gemara says, no, there's no Shiva for the guy, because Kerem Shenitche Nitche. Since at the beginning of Shiva, he wasn't fit to have Shiva for him, so therefore, even though in the middle of Shiva, he becomes fit to have Shiva, he turns from a Russian back into a tzaddik, we still don't have Shiva for him. So says the Rush that it's a din, that it has to be bichal at the shaschiyah, right at the kura. He says, he gives a mashal, he says, Rabbi Nassan says in Pesachim, that if there was a katan on Pesach, a katan didn't eat the current Pesach, a katan's chayv in current Pesach, we didn't eat the current Pesach, but Lamaisi was a katan, so it wasn't a real bar chayuva. And so Rav Nassan says he won't have to bring a current Pesach or Pesach Sheni. He becomes a gadol between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, he won't have to bring a current Pesach, because at the Shas Achiev he was Pater. He was a katan at Pesach Rishon. And Pesach Sheni is just a shlama for Pesach Rishon. So since on Tesvav, Nisan Yudal and Nisan, he was a katan, so Mela, he's Pater even from Pesach Sheni. Says the Rush. So to here, the Shas, the Misa, and the Kavura, he was a katan. So the male, even though he becomes gadol later, he doesn't keep avelis. So that's the halacha. The shayla is it's in Lamdus is very strange, right? With Pesach Rishon, I'm all aboard. Right? I totally understand. It's a katan Shas Pesach Rishon, so there's no chiv to do Pesach Sheni. But over here, what's the pshat? Okay, so what? When the guy died and was buried, so he was a katan. So what? Now he's a gadol. There's still a shiva. All his other brothers, his older brothers, are all keeping shiva. So what do you mean he wasn't there, the shas chiv? Why is there a shas chiv at all? I would have thought the din is that for 7 days, do covet hames for the relative for the 7 days after you bury him. What does it have anything to do with a magic moment? Why is it this magic moment and he wasn't at the magic moment? There's no chiyuv on him. Why not? You know, it's even stranger, hard to hear, you know, especially if it's for a parent. He has a mitzvah of kibbutz av. Like, why does he have to be with Apple? So I thought, we could say, I'll dash that we were explaining a little bit, that Avelis, it's not just, there's an aspect of kibbutz av there, but it's not just that. There's another aspect here, which is something akin to an onesh, that there's a, it's a response. Avelis is a response that one member of his family was lost, the loss of a family member. The loss of a family member is mechayev a response by the family. The Mela, he became a gadol, he was already in the middle of Shiva. The Mela, that response, he doesn't have to have that response. You know, b'shas the loss, he was a katan. So the Mela, he doesn't have to have that response of Avelis. Right? I was thinking, you know, like just the way it would be by Nazifa. A gadol yells at a katan when he's a katan. Even when he becomes a gadol, he's not going to have to keep dinei avelis, dinei nidui, because lemaisa he was bechal not a bar nidui when he was a katan, but he becomes a gadol. So memela is chal on him. So memela that's the pshat heskin, that the loss is chal on him as a gadol. Okay, so that in any case that's the halacha. You know, every katan shehigdol sugya I've heard discussed as a pshat by someone's bar mitzvah, and this I've never heard. Right? So this is one case where you see katan shehigdol, so he stays potter. Yeah. Oh, so for things that are drabbanon, we just go by the age of bar mitzvah, because we assume he has shtei saros. The emes is, I don't know if that's not really a true assumption. So for anything deraisa, you require shtei saros. But for chiyuv mitzvahs, we assume your gimel is enough. Okay. So now Shin Sadi Tess. Oh, so Shin Sadi Tess, all about the dinim of Yomtiv's Mavatel Avelis. So the basic din that Yomtiv does, it overrides Avelis. Overrides Avelis. So the Gemara tells us after Feirish that Yomtiv is an asay derabim. Yomtiv is a mitzvah of Simcha and all of Klal Yisrael. Avelis is just an din on Yachid. And the Mela, the mitzvah given to the Tzibur, overrides the mitzvah of the Yachid. And therefore, when the Avel is in public, so he does not know Avelis, but he needs know Simcha. He acts like everyone else for Simcha Saregel. So it overrides the regal overrides Avelis. Now the other thing that Yom Tov does is it also has the power of being a Vatel Avelis. Right? That if the Avelis was started before Yom Tov, then not only will he not be knowing his Avelis in Yom Tov, but Yom Tov will actually be Mavatel the Avelis. Now if someone's in Shiva, the Yom Tov will be Mevatel Shiva. Have a 2 day Shiva, 2 days, and then comes Sukkot, the Shiva's over. He doesn't have any more Shiva after Yom Tov. Not only that, it will even be matter on Erev Yom Tov for the Avol to prepare for Yom Tov. L'mashal, a Avol normally would not be allowed to take a shower for Yom Tov. An avil, if somebody lost his relative on Chol HaMoed, that avil will not be able to shower, because showering is private, and therefore private things he does keep on Yom Tov. However, if his Shiva started, if he had a minute of Shiva, 1 minute of actively keeping Shiva before Yom Tov, so then Yom Tov comes and knocks out his Shiva, and it also will cause it that he will be allowed to take a shower. He's sitting Shiva, and it's about to be, on the third day of Shiva, it's about to be Sukkot, so he's allowed to shower, even with hot water, l'kavod Yom Tov. Because since he had a little bit of Shiva, the power of Yom Tov is to be mevatel. Now, Yom Tov can only be mevatel one level of Avelis. It can be mevatel Shiva. But if it's mevatel Shiva, it's not going to be mevatel Shloshim. Mehugi Shloshim he'll still keep. Unless he finished Shiva before Yom Tov. He finished Shiva before Yom Tov, as if the seventh day of Avelus is Erev Yom Tov, so the morning of that seventh day, he already finished Shiva, and he started keeping the Gzeira of Shloshim. So since he's done a little bit of Shloshim, so then the Yom Tov will be Mevatel Shloshim. It'll be Mevatel Shloshim, so that means he won't have to keep any Shloshim after Yom Tov, and not only that, it'll be Matir him to take a haircut on Erev Harega. Haircut is the din of Shloshim, so it'll be Matir the haircut on Erev Harega. Now, okay, everything is more complicated. Now, if he was in Shiva, and the Yom Tov comes and it knocks out Shiva, because it's on day three of Shiva. So it knocks out Shiva, I told you, it does not knock out Shloshim. He still has to keep Shloshim. So that means he has to keep another 23 days of not cutting his hair, not going to Simchas. However, Chazal told us that Yom Tov will also, it won't knock out Shloshim, but it'll count toward Shloshim. For example, on Pesach, Pesach comes on day three of Shiva, so knocks out Shiva. So now he has to keep another 23 days of not cutting his hair. So Pesach will count as 7 days. Count 7 days. So that's very pashut. But then the Gemara tells us more. Then not only will Pesach count as 7 days, and Sukkot will count as 7 days, but also Shavuos will count as 7 days. The Gemara says that Shavuos has a compacted power of 7 days. There's a hekesh of Shavuos to Pesach and Sukkot, and therefore we say Shavuos, even though it's 1 day, it's really a compacted 7 days, and there's 7 days worth of joy in Shavuos. Right? The Torah has so much simcha in it on Shavuos that it packs a punch. 7 days of joy, and that 7 days of joy knocks out 7 days of Shloshim. So if a person kept 1 day of Shiva before Shavuos, comes to Shavuos, he's already battle Shiva, so he has to keep 23 days, but Shavuos counts as 7 days, so Shavuos is ready in 14 days, right? And then he has to keep the remainder of the days afterwards. So that's Shavuos. So, okay. Then the Gemara also tells us, so to Shmini Atzeres. Right? A person was in Shiva, comes to Sukkot. So Shiva plus Sukkot is going to gives him 14 days. Comes Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres is also has 7 days of Simcha packed into that 1 day of Shmini Atzeres. Also knocks off 7 days. And therefore, it'll knock off 21 days. He'll already start after Shmini Atzeres. He'll start on day 22, right? Chutzlaretz will have the Yom Tov Sheni will also count as day 22, and that'll be his. Fine. Oh. Then the Gemara says more halacha, right? Machlokas Tanam, but the Maskanas halacha is so too Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah also counts as 7 days. It will knock off 7 days of Avelis. And so too Yom Kippur, right? A person started Shiva before Rosh Hashanah, comes Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah counts as 7 days. Rosh Hashanah also knocks out the Shiva, so he starts on second day Rosh Hashanah, he's already on day 15. Very nice. So the question is, though, is why on earth is this? It's Pella. And the Gemara seems to say the power of Yom Tov to override and take away from Avelis is because there's a mitzvah of Simcha Derabim, Samachta V'Chagecha on Yom Tov. Fine, so that's a mitzvah and has a koach of 7 days, like Pesach is 7 days, so too every Yom Tov has this power in it. Problem is that's okay for Yom Tovim, but what about Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, there's no mitzvah of Simcha. There might be a drabbanon inyan of some simcha. There might be, there's a pasuk in Ezra that's quoted. There might be an Esrei Tainis on Rosh Hashanah, but there's definitely no din of samachta b'chagecha on Rosh Hashanah. But if there was a mitzvah, then we would find, like b'zman beis hamikdash, if you have a mitzvah of samachta b'chagecha, ain't simcha el b'shlamim, there'd be a chiyuv of bringing shalmei simcha. Right, so whatever it is, you know, there's Musar Vars about Rosh Hashanah, don't be so, have some simcha with your yira, but it's not a mitzvah, essay the rabbi of simcha. There's no mitzvah of simchas Yom Tov in that way on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So the shayla is, if so, so why is it that it has this power of compacted 7 days to be mevatel? Right? We understand that okay, so be happy, so don't keep Avelis on Rosh Hashanah. But where does he get this power that 7 days to knock off 7 days of Avelis because of Lachar, because of a mitzvah of Simcha? Where is that mitzvah of Simcha? So the Ramban, he says an answer, but I think it's really just the beginning of an answer. So he says a hekesh. It's based on a hekesh you find in the Gemara, but his exact hekesh you don't find. But it says Elu Moadei Hashem Shetikru Osam Makroi Kodesh, that there's a hekesh of the Moad and one to the other, and therefore just like Pesach has a simcha, a power to avatel 7 days of Avelos, so to every regal written in that parsha and parsha's Emor, including Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, has a power to be mevatel 7 days of Avelos. It's a hekesh. So the shayla, what does that mean? L'maisa is not true. There's a mitzvah of simcha on Pesach. There's a din Pesach that for 7 days of Pesach, a person has to bring a shalmei simcha, at least one shalmei simcha, he has to bring over Pesach. Shavuos as well, he has a chiyuv to bring a shalmei simcha, and he can bring the shalmei simcha actually on Shavuos or for the 6 days after Shavuos. He could bring a shalmei simcha, and he brings a karban by the regal, he brings a karban chagiga, and he brings an olas re'iyah. Like Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, there's no such thing. There's no such din. There's no din of simcha with, you know, there's definitely no din d'oraisa of real simcha on Rosh Hashanah. Even at the most, we can say we don't fast on Rosh Hashanah, Pasuk in Ezra to be happy, but it's not like Sukkos. Don't tell them it's like Sukkos. Right? Sukkos is a mitzvah of Simcha for 8 days. So in Melo, what does he mean it's a hekesh here? If it was a hekesh, it's okay, so he has a mitzvah, Samachta v'chagecha, and the Ola l'regel for Rosh Hashanah. It's clear that's not true. So what does he mean? What is it? Has that Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur have this power of the Mubakal 7 days of Yom Tov? So I thought there could be a big insight here. There's a big insight about Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, but also a big insight about what's going on here with Avelis. The way I was presenting it is that it's just a power struggle. You have Avelis and you have regel. One has a mitzvah of simcha, samach v'chagecha. One has a mitzvah of bimis abel, and they fight with each other, and comes out that simcha is mevatel avelos. You could have a different mahalach, and this mahalach is not in our sugya, but Rabbi Yoshua Bar Salavitchik in Shurim Zecha Abba Mari, so he developed that perhaps it could be a different mahalach. So he makes an interesting point. We're saying a regal is mevatel avelos, and I was saying because regal has a mitzvah of samach v'chagecha. But there's an interesting gemara. The gemara has a question in Mor Katan, Daf Yudalit, that what's the din of a mitzayra on regal? If someone has tsaras, so tsaras Rav Svi told me Rav Sachs spoke about this recently, so you might have heard some of this. But it's not my bar, our Rav Sachs's bar. It's Rav Yosher Ben's bar. So I'll tell you the bar. Okay, it'll be chazar if you heard some of this. So the Gemara wants to know that Metzora keeps certain dinim of Avelis. The Pasuk says, Vatzarua, because of you, Frumim, Roshi, Yefarua, Valsafim, Yetzeh, that Metzora acts as Avel. So the Gemara wants to know, what's the din on Yom Tov, on Regal? Does Regal win over the Avelis of Metzora? It's a passion, we would think. This would just be a struggle between two mitzvos. A mitzvah to have a veil, to have simcha. But the Gemara says something very interesting. The Gemara says, it's almost machshavadek. It's very, the Gemara says, well, let's look. A Kohen Gadol, we know that a Kohen Gadol, when it gets a tzaras, he keeps the dinam of tzaras. He keeps a veil. Because the pasuk says, v'hat tzarua, because of you, frumen. The tzarua, his clothes should be ripped. It says, v'hat tzarua, the extra, hey, the tzarua is to tell us any tzarua. That any yid who gets tzaras has to do this, even a Kohen Gadol. And the Gemara says, you know, a Kohen Gadol, every day for him is a Yom Tov. Every day is a Yom Tov for Kohen Gadol. Because we know a Kohen Gadol is always, there's a din of Kohen Gadol that even if he loses a relative, a Kohen Gadol could still bring korbanos. And the halacha is that a regular person who a regular Kohen Hediot or a Yisrael who is an Avelis, so he can't even send korbanos. Right? So it says because one of the korbanos is shlamim, and the shlamim teaches us that one of the concepts and themes of korbanos is it has to be b'shlamus, the person has to be b'shalom. The person is not b'shalom, he can't bring korbanos. But a Kohen Gadol, the Madrega of Kohen Gadol is such that nothing gets to the Kohen Gadol, and he's assumed to always be on a Madrega that he's always holding its regal. It's a din of regal, and therefore, if Avelis of Tzaras wins over a Kohen Gadol and makes him into Avelis, so too by the regal. You see that the Avelis of Tzaras is such a chomer Avelis. So we say that Kohen Gadol is like a regal, so he's just like a regal. We can learn from Kohen Gadol to regal. So the problem is, a regal, the mile of regal is that there's a mitzvah of simchas rabim. The whole rabim is mechuyv in a simcha, it's an essay. Mitzvah saseh, v'samach v'chagecha. L'maisa Kohen Gadol has no such essay. Yeah, you can look in the shtickle. It's 25 pages long, but the shilm is echma v'maris. So the Kohen Gadol doesn't have that mitzvah. And it's still not a mitzvah, it's not a mitzvah of samachta v'chagecha. So how could we learn? The whole Gemara, we thought that the whole mile of regal is a mitzvah of samachta v'chagecha. Kohen Gadol doesn't have that mitzvah. What does he have? He has a madrega of Kohen Gadol. So Rav Yosher Ber said a machshava verter. You should know the Shulam Zecha Abba Mar, they're beautiful because they're alumnus, but he also gets into a little machshava. And he says, no, the concept is samachta, the mitzvah samachta is samachta l'fnei Hashem. The end of simcha is that you're l'fnei Hashem. Being before Hashem is the biggest simcha there is. You know, because samechecha began eden, yitzircha began eden mekeden. The biggest simcha, a person's l'fnei Hashem, it's pure simcha. Right? The more a person's bit sad, just means the further away they are from the Eibishter. And that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is regal is a time of his karvis to Hashem. The male with that comes simcha. There's a mitzvah on it. There's a mitzvah shalmi simcha on the regal by the Oli regal. They're given the mitzvah shalmi simcha. But the yisoy is the lifnei Hashem. Avelis is an opposite. Avelis is he's distanced from Hashem. Right? Mitzvah has avelis. He's the most distanced from Hashem. He can't even come into Yerushalayim. Someone in Nidui is distanced from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He's been thrown out. The Rabbanon have thrown him away. Nidui is Lashon throwing someone away. So the Mela, Avelis is distanced from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the din is that a din of Kirva of the Rabbim overcomes the Kirva of the Yachid. So that's the Yisrael. It really has nothing to do with the mitzvahs. It's not a battle between mitzvahs. It's just it did once it did rabim, a kirv of the rabim and a richuk of the yachid. Mele, right, the Kohen Gadol, his mitzias is kirva. And his kirva is as much kirva as a yid gets to on the regal. So the mele, we can learn from Kohen Gadol to regal. So mele, getting back to our point. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, actually you can say it like this. Bessim is a hekesh. So Rabban tells us there's a hekesh here. All moedim were created equal. Rosh Hashanah is a moed. It's in the parashah of Elu Moed Hashem. It's a moed. It's a moed means a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the moed between us and Hashem. Yom Kippur is a moed. But the expression of the moed is different. Right? The expression is not with the mitzvah of simcha. It's with a different expression. We have a different expression on Rosh Hashanah. It's not that we're any more distant on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur than we are on Pesach and Shavuot. But it's expressed differently. As the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah Lamed Beis, the Gemara says that the Malachi Asharis, they ask Hashem, why aren't Klal Yisrael saying Hallel? It's Rosh Hashanah. Why don't they say Hallel? The Kodesh Baruch Hu says Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Meisim or Psuchim. They should say Hallel. Right? The Pshat is it ain't a chenami, it's a kirva, but there's a different aspects that come out of the kirva. You know the Gemara in Brachos says Gilu Birada, that when there's simcha, there has to be yira, and there's yira, there has to be simcha. Right? It's stated in Tanit Be'el Yahu in Parak Gimel. It says David HaMelech says Samachti Misoch Yireisi V'Yireisi Misoch Simchasi. I fear with my simcha and simcha with my yira. Right? The kirva to Hashem, it's gewaltig kirva to Hashem, but there's two parts of it, two parts that a person could focus on. You could focus on the simcha and close to Hashem, and there's a yira with it. You're close to Hashem, there's a yira. So they go hand in hand. But the mitzvah given, the mitzvah that the Torah wanted is that on the Gimel Rugalim, the mitzvah Sayom is feeling the simcha, focus on the simcha. On the Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we focus on the yira. But Lamaisa what? It's a kirva to Hashem, and that kirva, we learn a hekesh, that just like a Yom Tov Pesach is 7 days long, so too every moed is the etzem and inin of 7 days, and therefore has the koyach to be vatal 7 days from that veilus. Oh, so one little knes here, I thought this could help with, is Beiseris Kasha. The Shulchan quotes the Tashbetz. So the Tashbetz, so he says a din, that Erev Pesach, after Chatzos, there's no Avelos. Most of them on Erev Shavuos or Erev Shabbos or any Erev, usually there's Avelos up until the Yom Tov. But Pesach's different. So that's the Chiddush of the Tashbetz, that there's no din immediately at Chatzos after Pesach, the Avol could sit on a chair. So, says the Beis Yosef, he says, I don't know where you're coming from. It doesn't make sense. Why is that? There's no simcha there. There's a din. You know, there's a din of Erev Pesach. You bring you can't have chametz on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. You have to bring Karm Pesach halvai this year. But Lamaisa, you know, maybe if there was a Karm Pesach, there's what to talk about without a Karm Pesach. So what why should it stop Avelos? Nevertheless, the Ramak quotes the Kosatashvis Halacha. This is what's acceptable Halacha. So the Gras is an interesting thing. The Gras says, because it's in the Hekesh. The Mice says, in the Rabban's Hekesh. If you look in Emor, it's the Elam Moedei Hashem, and it says there that on Arba Aser, Be'erev, you should make a Pesach Lashem. Right? We call Pesach Pesach, but in the Torah, Pesach is called Chag HaMatzos. And the 14th of Nisan after Chatzos is called Pesach. So you should make a Pesach. So Melech Echinami, there's no din. There's no din of Simcha. Erev Pesach, we don't even eat. We fast. Or if we don't fast, we eat minimally. There's no din of Simcha. There's no din you have to wear Shabbos clothes. But Lemaisa, it's a time of Pesach. It's a time of his Karvus. Right, halvai, there should be a Karm Pesach, so even though there's no Karm Pesach, l'maisa it's in that parasha, so l'maisa it's mevatel the niyuk of aveilus. Okay. So now one last issue here. You know, these issues, it takes a long time to get all the permutations with Yom Tov and Avelos. So we'll talk about one more issue here, is that when the Avelos starts on Yom Tov, right? We mentioned that if a person started Avelos before Yom Tov, so Yom Tov will not get Avelos. But if a person hasn't gotten any Avelos before Yom Tov, so then Yom Tov can't be mubatel, right? You can't completely do away with Avelos. So therefore, there has to have been, that the Avel has to have done at least one nikur kiyum of Avelos, right? He has to like sit on the floor, take off his shoes, do a tifa, do something actively to show he's an Avel, and then we have the Rachmanos. We say comes regal and regal's mubatel. But if he hasn't been knowing anything, such as if he hears about the Misa on Yom Tov, or the person dies on Yom Tov, so Mimela Yom Tov will do nothing to be mevatel Avelos. Now it still will override Avelos. It will override Avelos b'farhesya. Publicly the person won't show Avelos, but it's not going to do anything for Bittel. Rather, the day after Yom Tov, when Yom Tov ends, on Isru Chag, he starts Shiva. He has a regular Shiva. So that's the din. The Gemara says something, though, very interesting, Legabe Shloshim. The Gemara says that Shloshim will count. He could count the days of Yom Tov towards Shloshim. Meaning, even though he hasn't started Avelos yet, he hasn't started Shiva yet. But Lameisa, since his days of Yom Tov, the person, let's say the person dies on Sukkot, or the person Avelos starts on Sukkot, the person hears on Sukkot, someone tells him that his relative was Nifter. So he has 8 days of Sukkot. After that 8 days, he has 7 days of Shiva. But when he starts counting Shloshim, the Gemara says that we tell him that you have to keep now not 23 days more of Shloshim, but rather you could already count the 8 days of Sukkot and Shemini Atzeres. You could count those 8 days towards your count of Shloshim. You could sort of like bank those 8 days to be tacked on to the Shloshim to shorten his Shloshim. And the Gemara says that's because Shloshim is noheg on regal. So the Gemara says that as if we knew it. But it's a tremendous chiddush. It says that Shloshim, the Hugi Shloshim, are noeg on regal. The Gemara says, Shiva, you have to wait. You can't start counting Shiva until after Yom Tov, because Shiva is not noeg on regal. But Shloshim, since the Hugi Shloshim already starts on the regal on Yom Tov, so the Mela, you could bank those days to be used to shorten the cheshvan of Shloshim. The kasha is, what's the Gemara talking about? We'll just say this, b'kitzer. It's Shwen's kasha here, which is that, what do you mean? We thought that Yom Tov overrides Avelos. We thought it overrides Avelos for Farhesya, public Avelos would override, and Bitsinu, when a person's in private, they keep Avelos. Right? So on Yom Tov, a person does keep Shiva. He keeps Shiva, he just doesn't keep public Shiva. But at home, he will keep Shiva. When he goes outside, so he puts on his shoes, he dances with everyone, he acts as if it's a regular day. But at home, he's gonna keep Avelos. That's not good enough. That's not good enough, and therefore, it doesn't count as Shiva. So Shloshim also. Shloshim also, L'chaira, he doesn't keep, why would he keep Shloshim on the regal? So the Rush says, he points out, that there's a little bit of Shloshim being noeg on the regal because the person doesn't take haircuts. A person in Shloshim can't take haircuts, and a person on Chol Moed can't take haircuts. On Yom Tov he can't take haircuts. On Shabbos he can't take haircuts. So he's not going to be taking haircuts. So therefore we see that there's some Shloshim being noeg on the regal. So The Ramban, though, says he doesn't think that's pshat. The Ramban says that the Gemara is kipshuto, and this is what's taken halacha l'maisa or Shulchan Aruch. The din is kipshuto that all dinei shloshim are noheg on Yom Tov. The Ramban points out the emes. It's shver. If he says, well, what do you mean? Shiva's not known. Okay, Shiva's not known because there's no avelis for Hesia on Yom Tov. But Lemaisa, some parts of Shiva are noeg. So he says, so too Shloshim. If you don't tell me that Shloshim is noeg completely on Yom Tov, so what do you mean that Shloshim? What do you mean that why is Shloshim noeg more? If it's not complete, right? Shiva, you have a little bit of Shiva on Yom Tov, you keep, but that's not good enough. So therefore, says the Ramban, it must be that we completely are noeg Shloshim on the regal. Right, nafgamina, lemashal. If a person has clean clothes, dry clean clothes, right, leguhetz, begin leguhetz, a person's not allowed to wear them in the shloshim, so he won't be allowed to wear it on the regal. Right, any other year on the regal, he's not allowed to wash his clothes on the regal, but he is allowed to wear freshly leguhetz clothes. So, but the Ava will be Asr. The Ramban says he'll be Asr. If there's a Simcha on the regal, so if it's a Simcha, the Rabbim lekavod haregal, so he goes. That's Simcha for Hesed. But Simcha's Mireus, Stamson's birthday party, he won't be able to go. He won't be able to go because even though it's Avelis, but it's Shloshim. Dinim of Shiva, he's not knowing. But Dinim of Shloshim, he is knowing. Right, he says cutting the fingernails. He says the Ramban says fingernails. He counts as different sheets if you're allowed to cut your fingernails on Chol Hamoed. But the Ramban says that a regular person could cut his fingernails on Chol Hamoed, whereas an Avol can't cut his fingernails on Chol Hamoed. Different dinim, right? The people. So he says that Shloshim is knowing. And he says that Shloshim was not a stira. Shiv is a stira to regal, and whereas Shloshim is not a stira. So Shai is what's pshat? There's no marav now, right? So nothing. No mincha, no marav. Okay, I go minute over. I will try not to. So just Rav Yashar's bear said a beautiful pshat. Okay. He just said in the same shtickle, but he says a beautiful mahalach. He says the pshat is the reason why shloshim is noeg in the regal, is because there's a big chilek between bisod, what shiva is and what shloshim is. He says the yisod of shiva is showing avelos. The whole inning of shiva is to farhesia. Show tzar, to act with tzar. It's almost an act, and it's like an anti-regal. You know, it's a time where a person's being this Abu Poel showing his tzar. The Mela, that's not going to count. Even if he's knowing in his house, it's not going to count. It's not going to count to Shiva in regal, because it's a complete stira to the regal. The whole inning of Shiva is to show it. If it's Bitsina in his house, even if there's things he's not doing, he's not taking a shower, but Lamaisa, he's not showing it, and therefore that is not a kiyum of Din Shiva. And therefore, Yom Tov is not going to count for Shiva. He's not going to be able to, of course, he's not going to be able to actively show his Shiva on regal. That would be a stira, showing it, and without showing it, it doesn't count, because that's the whole Din of Shiva is to show it. It's interesting, the din by Shiva is that you have mixes of Yom Kikulo. But you daft get mixes of Yom Kikulo if they're menachem there. If there are people being menachem the person on the morning of the seventh, so then the halacha is that when the menachem stand up and they say Shiva's finished, so then the avos finish with the Shiva. But if there's no menachem, he doesn't have a din of mixes of Yom Kikulo. He needs it to be that's in front of people. So the chorot of Shad is because part of Shiva is showing the avelos. There's a Rashi Nechesel who says, "Ein avelos below menachmen." That part of Shiva is showing it, so it has to be farhesa. It has to be there's people there, and that's a niyug of avelos. whereas by Shloshim, Shloshim, the Holy Yisrael is just an Isser. There's no kumbase of showing it. It's just an Isser. And the holding of Shloshim is just that a person who's still in Shloshim to the Misa, he shouldn't do things that are actively showing that he's been healed. If he goes to Simchas Mereyes, he's going to this birthday party, he's forgotten about his mace. If he gets his haircut, or if he wears especially nice clothing, new clothing, or white Maguetz clothing, he's showing that he is complete. He's completely besimcha. He, even in his personal world, he's recuperated. So lemaisa, lagabe that, a person could keep those nihugim during simchas haregel. Why? Because he could have simchas haregel, but his own personal world, he could still not be totally healed and keep dinei shloshim. So memela that'll be the pshat. It doesn't count for shiva, but it counts for shloshim. And now as it counts for shloshim, but all dinei shloshim, because the din of shloshim, it's going to be no egg, even on the yomtiv. Okay. All right. Okay, okay, last year, next week. Okay, everyone could, if they ever want to start doing the Hotz Refuah. So, I did give the Maram Kohen just if people have extra time over Chol HaMoed or whatever people have going on in their life. And that's Shem. Okay.
What's the deal with